I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. In response to N13 evictions in Toronto's West End community of Parkdale, tenants attempted to deliver a letter to landlord Evan Johnson, demanding that he drop the evictions amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Tenants of the building, 12 Lansdowne, showed up at 8 a.m. at Johnson's residence on January 27th on King Street West. However, Johnson was not present. The letter was given to a woman named Amy Stoddart instead, who was identified as Johnson's ex-wife. Prior to the events, tenants said that Johnson could not be reached by phone or email. The eviction stemmed from early January, when the 23-unit building at 12 Lansdowne received notices for extensive renovations to the rental units. This is a tactic that Johnson has allegedly used before with buildings that he owns around Toronto. According to the affordable housing organization, Parkdale Organize, they write on their website that Johnson used similar eviction notices on a building at 795 College Street. Further, the post reads that Johnson has tried to evict other Parkdale residents before, but was met with tenants organizing each time. N13 evictions are defined as landlords requesting to demolish, repair, or convert apartment units. Tenants must be told at least 10 days beforehand of an eviction notice, and are allowed to disagree with the landlord's demands, according to Tribunals Ontario. If this is the case, Toronto's Landlord and Tenant Board can get involved to resolve the matter. The tenants expect a response from Johnson within 1 week, if the evictions are not withdrawn in that time frame. Parkdale Organize said that it will make the case more public. Parkdale Organize representatives are expected to speak with CGRU later next week. Legal Aid Ontario board member Derry Miller was asked to comment on the evictions. No response was given at this time. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.